We just got done yesterday. The vote was 65 to 43. We had one person that was not going to vote that passed on this measure. We had 9 Democrats that voted for this, a handful of them from Lower Michigan. The whole UP voted for this initiative. And, you know, this is going down to, again, you know, a lot of discussion on the will of the people. And this is also, like I call it, the will of the UP. And, you know, it was something that hit home for me a lot because this is all in my district across the 6 1/4 counties that I have. And just, you know, going around and operating like I normally do, getting the straw poll from the people that live in my district, asking them what is important to them, how they see it. And that's how I made my decision, because we've got a lot of the wolves that are coming into town. And I represent the people of the 110th District. That's my number one concern.
What was your concern seeing how this became a statewide issue with these groups getting involved? I mean, you're obviously, you've got people in the Upper Peninsula that are against a wolf hunt as well. So I'm not saying that, I don't want to paint opponents as they're all like from downstate or something like that. But that kind of became the thing as certain groups got involved, including petition drives in areas that there aren't even wolves. What are your thoughts on that?
Well, my thoughts on that, too, Walt, is this. I mean, you know, we're 4% of the population in the state of Michigan. And when it comes to a lot of these issues, you know, we're outnumbered a lot of times on everything that we talk about. I mean, we could also have the same argument up here in the UP that when we travel to visit our friends and relatives in Lower Michigan, that we just don't want to see any more expansion of roads and other different commercial projects. So, I mean, it goes both sides on an argument of, you know, whether it's wildlife in our backyard or expansion in the cities. And I think that's the thing that when a lot of people don't realize that, you know, we have these things in our backyard, and a lot of us are very concerned. And, you know, just it's an issue, big issue.
Critics of this particular measure are saying while it was completely constitutionally legal and legal by the law of the land with the legislature, it appeared to be somewhat of an end run around the will of the people. And so it's what the critics with Keep Michigan Wolves Protected are saying and whatnot, that by some of these things like the appropriation being put in the measure takes it off the table for it to be voted out. Is that, I mean, it seemed to be advantageous at this point for the Upper Peninsula and for some of the interests involved here, but is there a risk with this being misused? Was this misused in your opinion?
Well, I don't think it was misused in my opinion. You know, not just the fact that I voted for it and I'm trying to defend my vote, but our structure was set up that way of checks and balances to be able to have a representative to be able to cast that vote under our structure. Mm-hmm. And I think that, you know, in this case, it's a perfect example of, you know, having the will of the people, the district that I represent, the 6 1/4 counties that has spoken, along with a lot of our colleagues across the state.
Yeah, it seemed to be that with the UP delegation in particular, I mean, we know Tom Casperson's involvement on the Senate side with this, John Kivala here in our neck of the woods, so to speak, and even with Ed McBroom, that this issue is a key thing here, and it seemed like a lot of players involved don't really have to deal with it like we do.
Right, that's correct, Walt. And I think the other big part of it, too, is that, you know, when we go around the state, there's a lot of conversations that always happen with different issues, just like with the dark stores here in Marquette County, for example, the impact that that makes statewide. And one thing that I pride myself on, and a lot of us in the UP, is that we get into these issues, we talk to our colleagues, and we go and look at things. You know, we take a look at, you know, what happened with the city of Detroit. Been down there many times. You got to really go down and see it for your own eyes, hear it with your own ears, and discuss things with the people of Michigan to find out the true problems that people have on a local level.